You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Feeling anxious, unsettled? You are not alone. An online poll from the American Psychiatric Association found Americans are more anxious than before. Compared with results of a similar poll a year ago, 39% of adults in this country are more anxious today than they were in 2017. Here with us now is Dr. Yoxik Debyuk. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry and assistant research professor in the Molecular and Behavioral Neuroscience Institute at the University of Michigan. Doctor, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, as we talk about Americans being more anxious than a year ago, are we talking about anxiety disorders? Are we talking about a general fear? What are we talking about?
We are not talking about anxiety disorders. We are talking about general anxiety. The online poll that you refer to was not designed to detect, diagnose pathological or disordered anxiety.
But so in a sense, we're talking about, I just don't feel things are good, this general dis-ease or unease?
Right. This unease or worrying thoughts, as mental health professionals will often call them, are a feature of anxiety, including anxiety disorders.
So this online poll asked people to rate their anxiety on five different areas: health and safety, finances, relationships, and politics. So I think that does do a good job of covering the gamut. What areas were people most anxious about?
Well, all of these areas were actually found to be really areas of concern for all Americans. So that's striking, I would say.
Yes. Was there a number one? Did one kind of top the list?
Nothing was really statistically significant. And I would say that if you compare it or relate it to economic data or other data with unemployment kind of going down, that does not make sense.
Right. We have seen people get back to work, although there's also that we're seeing people sometimes working two and three jobs because they're not back to a job that's at the level of what they had, say, before the lost decade or before the Great Recession.
And that's a very good point. So that means that statistical data do not necessarily give us the best understanding of internal states that we are in.
Now, the poll found that anxiety rising across all age groups and across all demographic groups, but there are some clear and notable distinctions between certain groups. What are those? What really jumped out at you?
You know, there are several, I think, important findings here. One finding is that you see the differences between ethnic groups. They found that there is significantly higher increase in anxiety in non-Caucasians versus Caucasians. There's also greater increase in anxiety in women. There are also some differences when you look at particular demographic groups. The younger people tend to have greater increase in anxiety.
So millennials?
Millennials.
More so than baby boomers or Gen Xers?
Correct.
Why is this? Do we know?
Well, we can speculate.
Yes.
Because the study does not give us answers. But let's start with millennials. Well, this is the group that is transitioning from being dependent to being independent. That transition itself is an anxiety provoking, because things that worked before will not work. We need to develop new habits, new approaches, new understanding.
And these are the folks trying to build careers, maybe building families, discovering the kind of financial worries their parents can now say, welcome to the club. Now you know what it is like.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the situation is changing, or it's changing kind of more dynamically. They cannot rely on the experiences of previous generations, or they don't have resources yet. So that will be a natural thing to respond with worries, with concerns, with anxiety.
And I'm wondering how you see this growing fear and this growing anxiety, really. How does this affect our lives and affect our thinking?
Well, first, let's see what anxiety is.
Yeah.
Anxiety is a state that prepares us to better cope with potential threats. What does it mean? Well, it means that there are some reactions in our body, evolutionary, because these things are really established evolutionary. Animals experience something kind of comparable to anxiety states that we human experience. But what's happening when we are expecting or anticipating danger? Our heart starts working faster. Our blood vessels constrict in order to provide better blood supply to our muscles. Now, if you imagine that these states persist, then increased temporary blood pressure may result in hypertension. muscle tension may lead to aches or pains. Now, there are stress hormones that are released. They increase the levels of glucose in circulating blood. Now, if you can imagine that the levels of glucose are higher for a longer time, that can also lead to metabolic changes. So this affects...
Like diabetes?
Correct.
Yes.
This affects our body, but also affects our mind. If we are focused or anticipating threat, our attention changes. We tend to pay more attention to cues, to people, to situations that normally we wouldn't consider threatening, but we interpret them as threatening. That's a common feature of somebody who is anxious. If you have anything ambiguous or neutral, they will tend to interpret it as threatening.
And when you talk about, use that phrase, potential threats, and understanding that that poll really didn't break that down, but what would be your sense as to what we're viewing as these potential threats?
For example, I work a lot with children and teenagers. There are children who have fear, sometimes it's a really unfounded fear, that the parents may divorce because this is what they see among their friends. And this is a potentially threatening situation to a child, probably most children. And you can imagine other potential threats. It could be, I don't know, Canada invading us, which sounds totally ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to take it to what the kind of headlines that we have seen. Let's say in the last year, there was a piece actually in the New York Times that talked about when anxiety crashed into politics. So are the kinds of things we see when you look at the world landscape or you see another school shooting with nonstop cable coverage, is that throwing logs on the fire of anxiety?
Absolutely. And I think you mentioned one of the most painful experiences of America, school shootings. I would like to refer to the interview that one of the televisions conducted with this, one of the survivors of school shootings. And the girl that was interviewed said, "I knew it would happen in our school." So if these are the thoughts that the child going to school has based on exposure to media, based on real facts, if schools are not a safe place anymore, then what is safe?
So it seems that our world has changed and perhaps something has changed about us as well that is making us more anxious?
Our world has changed, but also the way we communicate about the world has changed. Naturally, we are more, we're paying more attention to things that are threatening because that's survival. And these incidents or tragedies will attract more media attention. They will get more media coverage, which also means that we are exposed to scary information and we process it. We respond to it.
When baby boomers were growing up, it was the news at 6:30 on a network for half an hour. It wasn't the nonstop cable news cycle that people have going, so you can't get away from it. So what can or should we do with the information in this poll and that we're talking about?
Well, not everything we can change. I think that we should address it at multiple levels. First, we should really look at the causes of anxiety, these real threats, and we should try to eliminate. Second, we should be more careful how we communicate. The summer is coming and you can cover a lot of pieces of information of people drowning, but you can at the same time use this time to promote some healthy behaviors, like swimming courses. And if this is balanced, then we probably will avoid like this more biased view when our attention is drawn to potential threats without really any safety plan.
I guess I'm wondering what kind of follow-up questions come to your mind because of this, of the findings of this online poll. What more do you want to know?
I want to know actually many things because there are things that this poll really didn't ask, and there are groups that were not asked any questions. Like the online poll was designed to ask adult Americans, how they feel, what the worries are. We know nothing about the younger generation, how young people feel, how they respond to the world, to changes in the world, how safe they feel. We know relatively nothing about our seniors. So we don't know how senior citizens perceive the world or changes in the world, thinking that they might be even more vulnerable to dynamic changes.
Well, it is a yearly poll, so it'll be interesting to talk with you a year from now and see if we have been able to put the brakes on that or if it's gone even higher as far as anxiety in America.
And I wouldn't dare to make any predictions.
Dr. Jacek Debiak, University of Michigan psychiatrist, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It was great speaking with you. Thank you.